Hello and welcome to I Can't Believe It's Not the Mouse, the podcast all about animation not made by the mouse. I'm your host, Dr. Anna Macias, and this is going to be another episode where it's just a discussion, not about any specific movie or any show. I'm just going to be doing a lot of talking. Like I've said before, I'm thinking about doing this at least once a month. This might have been released a little closer than the month just because we kind of had one episode get interrupted by another thing, but that's okay. This is still perfectly fine. Before we get into the episode, let's just discuss a few things. If you're watching this on YouTube, I recommend that you subscribe, like this video, comment, and ring the bell for notifications. And if you're just listening to this through Spotify or Podbean or wherever, make sure to add this show to your list. It helps us grow, and if you want to support it even more, support us on Patreon. Back to the show. So this week, I'll be talking about adult animation. Now, adult animation is something that pretty much the entire world, well, maybe not the entire world, but as far as we know, a lot of the world is okay with adult animation. Japan pretty much fully embraces it. So does a lot of European countries like France and England. It really just seems like the US is the one that wants to fully avoid it. At least on a theatrical mainstream level. We've already embraced it when it comes to TV, whether it's stuff like Adult Swim or Comedy Central or just a lot of the network shows, whether it's The Simpsons, Family Guy, all that stuff. You know, adult animation has been around and popular for a huge number of years. I mean, it's been decades. But we've never really had it become the norm theatrically, to the point that we still have, you know, jokes about how animation is just a kid's thing. They often do it at the Oscars, which is always disappointing. I mean, I'm not going to go into the why that is, because, I mean, it's very complicated. And the long story short is, well, for decades, it has been made specifically for kids in the U.S., whereas other countries have been more open. And I mean, that gets the whole discussion about art and its place in history and whatnot. But suffice to say, America has never been the greatest place when it comes to cultivating art and artists. It then becomes, what should animation fans do to change this? I mean, of course, the easiest answer is to support adult animation, which a lot of us do. But I find that a lot of people who say things like animation is cinema or stuff like that feel a bit like, I don't want to say that they ignore adult animation, but it feels like they kind of look down on it. You'll see a lot of posts on like Twitter or wherever where when they talk about animation and cinema, they always showcase examples of like family films or shows directed for children. And look, I'm not saying that it's bad. If your shows or movies are good for kids and adults, great. I mean, I perfectly get that. I love a lot of Pixar, DreamWorks, a lot of these things that are aimed for children. But at the same time, it's weird that there's a lot of examples of adult stuff that just gets thrown by the wayside. Like, when it comes to a lot of shows that are brought up in these discussions, I always see stuff like Gravity Falls or The Owl House and other stuff from like Disney Channel or Nickelodeon, like Avatar The Last Airbender. And I'm like, well, okay, well, if you're going to be talking about like how animation, you know, is mature and whatnot, you know, like especially since you're using TV examples, why not throw in your Simpsons, your South Parks, your BoJack Horsemans, your, I mean, you know, it doesn't even have to be that, you know, that mature. Like, you know, even a Cartoon Network has kind of dipped its toes into doing more adult animation despite still being on, you know, the kid times, like stuff like Regular Show or Adventure Time. Like, yeah, those lean a little more towards kids, but they are rated PG, which shows that, like, okay, they are made for a more adult audience. Regular Show especially makes more sense to adults than it does to kids, given, like, not just in terms of like, okay, well, they have some naughty jokes in there, but in terms of a lot of it has to do with characters working, their relationships with with people and stuff like that. So it's definitely built more essentially as an adult show or something made for people around their 20s. So it's like you even got examples of that, but oftentimes I always see it go straight into the stuff that's really just about kids. And again, nothing against that. It's just we as in the animation community really need to do better in understanding that, look, you're not going to convince a lot of people that animation is cinema or for adults or whatever if you're always showing examples of kids shows or kids movies. And again, I love that stuff. I think, you know, it works for cross generations, but you have to keep in mind that a lot of audiences are just going to look at that and they're going to be like, well, this is stuff that my little kid watches and it doesn't offer anything for me. Like, yeah, I guess it's funny. I guess there's some neat stuff in there, but, you know, where's the drama, the emotion, the stuff that is catered to my sensibilities? It's easy to say, like, okay, well, this show is well-written enough that you can enjoy it even if you're an adult, but that's probably because you're into this stuff. You have to think about the people who aren't into this stuff, how you convince them to get into it. And I think a lot of that comes down to accepting that a lot of adults are not into this unless it's doing certain things. Like, considering that this stuff has always been more successful on TV than it has been for, you know, theatrical. I mean, let's look at what are the popular shows, you know, for adults animation. You know, you got stuff like The Simpsons, Family Guy, South Park. Just look at it from those, like, okay, these are adult shows. And it's not necessarily about the fact that the characters are strong, but unfortunately that is an aspect that some people want out of their comedy. But it is like, okay, well, you know, so that shows that a lot of people who are normally not too into animation will still gravitate towards something if it's funny and has jokes aimed at an older level, even if it's not necessarily the classiest of jokes. But then you got stuff that's gotten popular, like on Netflix or anything like that, where it's more serious. Like, even BoJack Horseman is, you know, of course, still a comedy, but, you know, you got stuff like that where it's like, okay, so we're actually going into a guy who's dealing with drug issues or mental, you know, problems. Like, you know, he's, you know, suicidal and it's, you know, heavy stuff. Basically, it is things where it's like, okay, this is a subject that an adult would get into, which is more than like, okay, well, let's try to convince them to care about this show that has a mystery that's going to last the entire series. And, it, you know, we consider mature because it's a well-written mystery. But, you know, granted, you know, not that adults don't like mystery, but their general audience is not going to care about the mystery of who is this mystical creature, you know, pulling the strings and doing this evil stuff. They're not really going to care about that. They might get interested in it, but we do have to face the reality that they might be looking for something else. And going by how this has still been a struggle to sell to a lot of people, I would say that, yeah, maybe we need to pull away from, like, not necessarily stop doing your, you know, your Owl House's Gravity Falls or any of that stuff, because it's great. And, you know, I know that the Owl House has a lot of good representation for the LGBT community. Again, great, which realistically you can, I'm not saying that you can just get it anywhere, but a lot of adult shows also have their representation on that. What I am saying is that, you know, okay, maybe try to see how you can get people who aren't already on board, get on board, while still acknowledging how this is good. Because the thing is that, like, the main reason I bring all this up is because, again, I see way too many posts where they only bring up this stuff, and it's almost like it's poison to even acknowledge that other types of adult media exists. I've seen people trash it, which, okay, I get it, you know, you might not like it, and some of it maybe is not the best way to go for a much more mature route, but you also have to understand that, again, from the general audience perspective, that's maybe the thing that works. Like, I know a lot of people did not like Sausage Party. I can't see myself agreeing with those people. I love the movie. I thought it was funny. I thought it was a well-done Pixar parody. I like the messages in the movie. It's a clever adult comedy, I think. Too much of the animation community, I see, turned their nose up on that movie. Which, look, if you don't like it, again, fine. But you do have to acknowledge, like, look, this movie, actually, you know, controversies aside regarding how they treated their workers and whatnot, this movie was a fairly decent hit. I mean, I remember it going around $100 million in the U.S. alone, so it's definitely a movie that got people's attention. And I'm sure if you go into your average adult, not an animation fan, but like an average adult who remembers the movie or whatever, they'll probably tell you, like, yeah, it was a pretty funny movie. So that should tell you, like, okay, not necessarily that, okay, we need to make more movies like that in order to get the adults and people on board with animation. But it is like, okay, well, then there is something that's going on here that's reaching out to people outside of this community. And unfortunately, it results in people just saying, well, that's not the kind of adult animation we want. We don't want the swears, we don't want the sex and whatnot, which I'm like, unfortunately, that is a thing that's going to happen now. Granted, I totally get it. I don't want animation to just become an excuse for characters to constantly swear, to constantly make sex jokes. But I do feel like there is a point where people overreact on how much is in there. Like, obviously, this is a movie that has a lot of sex jokes and a lot of language. But when it came to Sausage Party, I felt like it was all done in service of basically telling a story, more so than them just trying to show off that there were adult animation. Sometimes it did go a little overboard. I will give you that much, but for the most part, the story did heavily revolve around things that made these things make sense, and it never felt like, to me at least, that it was just constantly being forced upon you just to showcase that it was an adult thing. I don't know. I thought it was clever. Again, it's like, okay, so we can't have that be the type of adult representation according to you. So what do you want to be the representation for adults? And yeah, it's easy to say, like, well, I want something that's dramatic, that's also aimed at an older audience, which I'm like, great. You know, we have stuff like that too. A great example would be something like Grandi Tartakovsky's Primal, which, you know, fairly popular show, but it's, again, one of those things that I don't really see brought up all that much into discussions about animation being for adults. We still just go, like, okay, let's throw out the Avatar, which, look, if you like Avatar The Last Airbender, fine. I'm not the biggest fan of the show. But to me, it's like, okay, well, yeah, there is some drama in there, and I'm not going to say that adults can't be into it. But it is also a show where the characters get extremely goofy. Which, not a problem, you know, if you like that, that's fine. I like stuff that gets extremely goofy, but it is just weird that we don't go out of our ways to show more examples of stuff that is full-on serious. Like, you know, that doesn't just decide, like, okay, we're gonna do stuff just for the kids to just be happy with. I am not here to tell people what they should or shouldn't watch, should or shouldn't support in regards to animation. I'll give you suggestions, but at the end of the day, I'm not here to say, like, okay, this is the wrong type of animation, or this is the right type of animation. I'm more or less just here to say, like, okay, well, if you want animation to go beyond this small group of people who know it's not just a kid's thing, we do have to bend a little bit and understand, okay, what do people who aren't already on board think of this stuff? What do they want to see? And whether you like it or not, a lot of them will probably want the adult comedy that swears. But I'm sure they'll want more. I'm sure they'll want smarter stuff, because there is a lot of smart shows that have gotten their audience. I mean, I don't think BoJack Horseman or Primal would have lasted as long as they did if it wasn't for the fact that there were some adult audiences watching these things and acknowledging, like, hey, there is some emotional depth here. Even something like Rick and Morty, I think, for as silly as it gets, has a lot more serious episodes that there's a lot of people who get into. Maybe not the people who are, you know, going crazy for the Szechuan sauce at McDonald's or whatever, but there is clearly an audience there that acknowledges this is not just the goofy Back to the Future parody that it looks like initially. There is something serious and emotional here. Something that makes me feel for these characters that makes it all worth it. But yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like, I would like more of the people in the animation community to acknowledge, like, look, we can't just be pushing the same things that we love as proof that animation can be for adults as well, while ignoring the stuff that is actually made for adults. Like, just because something is a family-oriented show or movie doesn't mean that that's the way it's going to be seen for a lot of other people. There's a lot of people who don't care for family stuff. They're going to be like, okay, well, you know, yeah, I'm sure it's fine, but that's not for me. I'm not really interested in a story about a kid and how growing up is like. It's like, I've seen a lot of that growing up myself. I want to see something, you know, more dealing with my issues, my existential issues, my emotional issues. You know, I know people who struggle with this or that or whatever. Or sometimes we just want to laugh and, you know, we like our dirty jokes. Unfortunately, people like dirty jokes. You gotta get over it. This isn't to say that you should, you know, start liking it, but, you know, to look down on it, to act like, okay, well, this is not the animation that we want to be pushed around, is like, well, tough shit. If you want more people to get on board, you're gonna have to acknowledge that every now and then there's gonna be types of animations or types of entertainment that doesn't appeal to you. The reason why live action appeals to pretty much everyone isn't because live action, you know, stuck to one type of movie. It's because it reached out and did all these different genres. And if you want animation to grow, you're going to have to accept that you're going to have to accept those things. And I know that seems counterintuitive sometimes, especially because when it comes to a lot of the adult stuff, it is comedy based. But you need a point to get people in. And I do see this growing. Like, you know, if you went back 10, 15 years ago, adult animation on TV was mostly just Simpsons, South Park, and Family Guy. But now I've seen stuff, you know, where it's like, you know, like Blue Eyed Samurai. I don't know if that's actually a foreign thing or an American thing. It looks foreign, but, you know, it could be just the style. But point being is, like, you know, you got your stuff that is more adult for different reasons. Like, you know, even, you know, the comedy stuff is focused on different things. Like Adult Swim, you know, maybe is focused on a lot of comedy, but then you got the stuff like the Venture Brothers or, you know, Rick and Morty, where there's something serious going on under it, like Moral Oral, one that I didn't watch 2 years after it ended, was one where it's like, wow, this show holds up. Because even though it's, you know, a raunchy comedy, as it goes along, you find out that there's a lot of emotional layers to it. So, yeah, you know, even though you get to raunchy comedies, that's just a gateway to getting into more of these things. If you ignore these things and just go like, okay, well, let's just do Gravity Falls, Teen Titans, O3, stuff like that, where it's like, it's kind of serious, but it also has a lot of stuff where it's just for kids. I mean, I don't know how it fully grows beyond us. Like, okay, well, we might make more, you know, kids shows with longer mysteries and whatnot. And, you know, of course, you know, it could be that it also grows for adults as well in that way. But if adults are ignoring these because they feel like, okay, well, the kid stuff is just pandering to the kids makes it harder for me to get into. It means that there's more of an uphill battle to get those people on board. And you don't, of course, regardless of what you do, it's always going to be an uphill battle, but you don't want it to just be an uphill battle. You want it to be an easy access for people. So at the end of the day, what I propose is that we ignore shows like The Owl House or Gravity Falls or whatever, more so that we acknowledge the adult stuff that's already out there. Try pushing for stuff that you might not love, but know it's for adults. Consider movies or shows that are aimed specifically for adults when engaging in these conversations. So you're willing to acknowledge that there is stuff for adults, because there is stuff for adults. It is not non-existent. It might not be as popular as it is in foreign countries, but it exists. And hey, you could even include the foreign stuff. No one says you have to include only the US stuff, though I would recommend acknowledging that as well, because we should acknowledge all of it. And, you know, let's be real here, some people might not want to watch something with subtitles, much as it annoys me. I don't know. So the next time you talk about animation being cinema, you know, don't just say, like, oh, well, you know, you got your Finding Nemo and your Moana or Puss in Boots: The Last Wish, which, you know, yeah, all great examples, but also acknowledge Rango, Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. If you don't want to go with Sausage Party, you could also just mention, like, well, there's Anomalisa. You know, show-wise, there's stuff like Primal, BoJack Horseman. I know it feels like I'm just repeating my own list of stuff, and I wish I had written down stuff ahead of time to tell you, like, okay, these are all the adult shows. But there are more. We all got to do better. And adult animation won't become a mainstay in America if we don't try supporting adult animation. Thank you for listening. This has been Octavio de Macias, and I hope to see you again next time. Thank you for coming on today. If you enjoyed this, please consider subscribing to my YouTube channel, where you'll see video versions of these podcasts. And if you just want to listen to them, there's always the option of just following the podcast on their various sites, whether it's Spotify, Podbean, or Apple Podcasts. Whatever you choose, I hope you continue enjoying these. And if you want to support me even further than that, there's always the option of Patreon. And in any case, again, thank you for listening. And I hope you have a wonderful day.